An audit of the Port of Oswego shows a loss of over $1 million last year. But officials say that's not the whole story. WRVO's Adam Wolf has more.
Thomas Schneider, president of Pathfinder Bank and head of the port's auditing committee, says people should not be alarmed by the audit.
The port is self-supporting and, in fact, is growing its revenue streams currently and creating the economic activity that it was intended for.
He and Port Executive Director Jonathan Daniels stressed that the loss is only on paper and only because of complicated accounting practices. The port's operations were in the black last year, even though spring floods led big shipments to cancel. However, in the future, the port will have to replace some of its equipment and pay its workers' pensions. Accounting standards forced auditors to forecast and record those costs now, despite them being several years away. Schneider says that's what caused the big on-paper loss, but he says the port itself is still profitable. For WRVO News, I'm Adam Wolf.